91. He has never been on a plane before. Stephen wakes up with sweat in his face. He dreamt about flying. He hates flying. He's 30 years old and he has never been on a plane before. He thinks his fear began when he fell from a tall tree. Luckily, he never had reason to fly before. Later that day, he goes to work. His boss calls him to the office. He's nervous. He's afraid he has done something wrong. He keeps thinking, but he's sure he has met all the deadlines and has done them well. Slowly, he opens the door. The boss tells him to sit down. He has this stern look that made Stephen more afraid. Finally, his boss says, "You need to fly to Los Angeles. We have a project there that you need to manage." The color drains from Stephen's face. 92. You keep on annoying people. Manny lives in a small house by the river. He loves to burden the people living around him. He pesters them every time he sees them. Wherever he goes, he causes trouble. He loves to get attention by annoying people who see him. The level of irritableness of the one he pesters is the same level as the happiness and satisfaction he feels. Manny is surely weird. Even his family is wondering, why is he like that? But none of them could answer. Nobody escapes from him. But there is one thing people don't know about Manny. Manny also annoys himself. He does things that make him irritable. Nothing can make him happy. One morning, someone asks him directly, "What is it with you that you keep on annoying people? You are becoming more hassle each and every day." And he said, "I am Manny. I hassle people. I'm Hassleman." 93. Be Orwell. Jenny is looking for a botany book written by her favorite author, B. Orwell. She already searched the whole section but still does not find it. She sees an old info desk located in a corner, just past the brochure aisle. She approaches it. The man behind the desk immediately asks her, "What can I do for you? I am just wondering if you could help me find this book." She shows the title. The man smiles and says, "Oh, sorry. I have it here with me. I'm just skimming it for a bit." She takes the book from the man and asks, "Do you like Orwell, too?" "Not much." "Do you want to take this home?" "Yes, mister." She pauses to read his name from the plate. "Mr. B. Orwell." Jenny gasps and Mr. Orwell gives her a little smile. 94. "I am always thinking about you." George is a college student. After he graduated high school, he decided to go to the city to enter one of the biggest universities in their place. He was an independent man. He lived on his own. To pay for his expenses, he had to get a part-time job. He was always busy. He had no time for himself. One night, George felt really tired. He realized he was sick. He was too weak and stressed. He was so worried that he might not be able to attend school and work. Minutes later, he received a phone call. "George?" A woman answered. It was his mother. "George, do not stress yourself too much. Take things slowly. You know I am always thinking about you." "Thank you, mother. I will be fine," he replied. It was his mother's call that made him feel a little better. 95. "How long do I have to wait?" May just woke up. From her room, she could hear the sound of her mother cooking. The smell of the bacon is really inviting. May jumped out of her bed. Without brushing her teeth or fixing her hair, she immediately ran downstairs. There on the table she sees all the American breakfast you could think of. Pancakes with syrup, toast with jam, bacon and sausages, coffee and tea. You name it. Their whole table is filled with delightful food. May could hear her stomach growling upon seeing everything. She goes to the table and grabs a toast. Just as she's about to eat, her mother walks in to take it from her. Not yet. We have visitors coming. May is disappointed. She almost had the toast. Now, she would have to wait for the visitors to arrive. May looks at the table. How long do I have to wait? 96. The thin toilet paper in the bathroom and is known to be particular with cleanliness. She always brings with her a hand sanitizer and her own wipes and tissues. Public restrooms are her main enemy. However, this day is not her day. She wakes up late and rushes out to take a shower. Once done, she grabs her bag and her research proposal. She's supposed to give her defense today. She runs to ride a taxi and runs to her class. She barely makes it in time. Her defense doesn't go well. What's worse is that her stomach starts grinding. She runs to the bathroom. When she's done, she realizes that she forgot to bring her bag. She looks at the thin toilet paper in the bathroom. She has no choice but to use it. She starts pulling. To her horror, there are two plies left. She cries as she doesn't know what else she can do. 97. Real identity. The night is still young. Carmina is already bored to death. She expected this party to be fun, but is disappointed with how it is turning out. The friends she came with are currently on the dance floor, while she is seated in a corner alone. A handsome guy she has been eyeing to dance with is nowhere in sight. Suddenly, a stranger sits next to her and asks if he could join her. While watching her friends enjoying the night, she felt left out. This guy can give her some entertainment. They talk for minutes when he said, "Let's dance." So they dance the night away. After the party, her friends approach her and say, "You should be careful. We saw you dancing with Mark. He's known to be dating women to cover his real identity." Then, Carmina sees Mark talking with the handsome guy. 98. I think I already know where Daddy went. When Sally turned 8, her daddy was not able to come to her party. Her mother said he would come, but he did not show up. She dearly loved her father, so she forgave him for missing her birthday again. Since she was just 6, her father was always not around. Sally would ask her mother, "Where did Daddy go?" but her mother would always change the topic. Poor Sally was always left wondering where her father went. One day, as she strolled around the park on a school trip, her question was answered. Just around the corner, she saw her father. He was smiling with a woman next to him with a baby in her arms. Sally eventually understood. She went home feeling sad and sat down on the couch next to her mother. Sally then said, "I think I already know where Daddy went." 99. Thank you, Mom. You're always the best. It was 6:30 in the evening. I did not notice I fell asleep and realized it's already dinner time. I can even hear and feel my tummy grumbling. So, I decided to check downstairs for something to eat. On my way down, I smelled something really good. It made me feel hungrier. It was my mom cooking. I felt so excited. "Mom, what's for dinner?" I asked. "Oh, you're up. It is your favorite dish, seasoned steak and some mushroom soup," she replied. "I bet you haven't eaten these in a while now. You are always out for work so late." "Really, Mom? Thank you so much. That really smells good. I can't wait. Here you go. Enjoy and eat well," Mom smiled. "Thank you, Mom. You're always the best." 100. Collecting books. Joan loves collecting books. She has every kind of book. She collects novels, cookbooks, magazines, and educational books. One afternoon, when she was reading her favorite book, she found that some pages were missing. She counted the missing pages and found there were 50 missing. 50 pages of my book are missing," Joan exclaimed. She tried hard to remember what she did to the book. She looked on her bookshelves to see if there were torn pages there. Joan got so distracted during the afternoon that she could not think properly. Dinner time came and still, Joan could single-quote-tee find the 50 missing pages. Unknowingly, Joan slept. And then she woke up. She found out that it was just a dream, a bad dream. She got out of bed and checked her book. The book sat on the table, complete and intact.